You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
A potential first-round playoff preview for the Bucks Tuesday night, posting up in Indianapolis against the Pacers. Milwaukee entering the night in the fourth position in the Eastern Conference playoff race. The Pacers, one game back of the Bucks in the fifth position. Trailing 11-10, Torian Prince ignited the Bucks' first quarter offense.
Quick three-pointer on the other side. Torian Prince from the corner in front of his bench sinks the first Michelob Ultra three of the night for the Bucks.
Prince, the central figure in an 8-3 Bucks run.
Here comes Milwaukee on the other side. Torian Prince all by himself, and he drains the straight on three.
His third triple of the first quarter made it 21-17.
Green rockets the pass, opposite corner. Three-pointer from Torian Prince as pure. How about three of them already in this first quarter for TP?
The Pacers would respond with a 6-0 run that Jericho Sims ended with authority.
Sims got it before he handed it off back to Porter, who lobs up top to Sims, who sends it down on another alley-oop for Milwaukee.
32-28 Pacers after one. Indiana's lead would grow to six before A.J. Green launched a deep ball.
Three-pointer on the other side. A.J. Green delivers a beauty from straight ahead as he knocks that down to get the Bucks back to within three, cutting that deficit in half.
Later in the second, the Pacers built an 11-point lead that the Bucks cut into with an 8-0 run of their own.
Lopez hangs in the end and scores as he hangs in the air, scoring it over Halliburton. Chance at a three-point play now.
The Bucks bigs dominating the paint at times, with Lopez and Giannis doing the bulk of the damage.
Lillard drives, nice find underneath, and Giannis rocks the rim with a two-hand slam. A timeout on the floor.
The teams would trade baskets over the final few minutes of the first half, with Prince knocking down his fourth three.
Prince tees up a three, and he buries it. Torian Prince with his fourth three-pointer of the night.
The final bucket of the first half belonged to Giannis.
Giannis goes right back to work, spins around Siakam, and stuffs it down himself.
57-55 Pacers at the half. After a quiet first half, Damian Lillard heated up, scoring five straight to put the Bucks back on top.
Lillard flicks the pass to Prince, gets it back to Lillard. Lillard fires up a three, and he cranks one home from straight on.
More basket trading, and a three-point lead for the home team until Lopez cashed in from deep.
Brook lets it fly, and this time he splashes it through. Splash Mountain with his first splash down of the night. He's got 12 points. And the Bucks tie it up at 65.
After a thunderous and-one jam from Obi Toppin, Giannis bullied his way for an and-one of his own to tie the game at 73.
Little hesitation. Nice feed inside to Giannis. Giannis, couple head fakes. He got fouled as he puts it off the window and in. Chance for a three-point play for the Greek Freak now. On a good setup once again from Kevin Porter Jr. is...
The largest lead for either team in the third quarter was 4 points. Another three from Lillard tied the game at 82.
Lopez on the give to Lillard. Passes off to Green. Green a head fake back to Dame. Dame gets a good look at a three, and he knocks it down from the top of the arc. Damian Lillard ties this game at 82 apiece. He's started to get that shot working in the second half.
Kevin Porter Jr. then put the Bucks on top with a three of his own.
Kevin Porter Jr. trying to get away from the defense of T.J. McConnell. Shot clock moves inside of seven. Porter's going to let one fly from three, and he drills it. Kevin Porter Jr. sticks the jumper from the top of the arc.
The teams entered the fourth quarter tied at 88. With Giannis on the bench to begin the fourth, the Pacers went to work, scoring 10 straight to break a 93-all tie. With Giannis back on the floor, Lopez scored five straight to cut the deficit in half.
Lopez uncorks a three, and he hammers it home from the right side. And now a timeout is coming from the Pacers.
Part of a personal 7-0 run for the Bucks' big man. Make it a 10-0 Bucks run on a three from Gary Trent Jr.
Giannis picks up his dribble. Nice bounce pass to Prince. Prince in the paint sends out. Gary Trent Jr. has just evened this game up with a big-time three from the right wing. It's now a 10-0 scoring run on another Michelob Ultra three. The Bucks have tied it up.
110-109 before Trent struck again for the 20th lead change of the night.
Giannis defended by Siakam, trying to back his way in. Passes to the corner. Gary Trent, deep corner three, and he splashes it through.
With the Bucks up 112-110, Andrew Nembhard was fouled with 6.8 seconds to play. After missing the first free throw, Nembhard made the second to make it 112-111. A pair of free throws from Lillard made it 114-111 Bucks with 3.9 to play, leaving the door open for the Pacers.
Here comes the inbound pass. Nembhard gets it to Halliburton. Off balance, the three. He hits it with a foul. You have got to be kidding me.
Halliburton would knock down the free throw, completing a four-point play, but also leaving the Bucks with 3.1 seconds on the clock.
So the Pacers with a one-point lead. Giannis will have to inbound it now. They got to work quickly. Trent passes it to Giannis. Giannis races ahead. He'll fire up the three for the win, and it misses short. The Pacers have come away with the miraculous win tonight. A four-point play to win it for the Pacers, and the Bucks are going to have to sit with that lump in their stomach in the race for the four seed in the Eastern Conference.
Heartbreak for the Bucks, a 115-114 loss. The Pacers stunned Milwaukee in a game that had all the playoff feels. Lopez led the Bucks with 23, Giannis added 18.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.